This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything, and seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I had a girl that I was dating on and off, right? She slept with somebody else, and I was upset. And I remember I held a grudge, and I wanted to get back at her. And every time I tried to get back at her, it didn't happen. And one day, like a year later, I was at church and I was praying. The Holy Spirit told me to forgive her. And I said, forgive her. Why should I forgive her? And she did me wrong. As I forgave her, I received an encounter with the Holy Spirit and felt and experienced the presence of God. Then when I went home, guess what happened? Guess what happened, y'all? God said, write a letter and tell her you forgive her. I told her I forgave her, wrote everything down. As I did that, I felt the release of the pain of the trauma that I've been feeling. And guess what happened after that? I was relieved of the burden and stress that caused me. So I'm telling you, welcome to another episode of Dismantle. Y'all, I'm super excited. Today is going to be an amazing day. We're talking about something that I learned while going to therapy. And yes, I believe men should go to therapy, especially black men. That's going to be a whole nother topic. I'm not even going to get into that so much. But today we're going to be talking about transparency versus vulnerability. Now, that is an amazing topic, and I always thought both of those was the same, but they're not. And I learned in therapy, and the reason I learned is because I personally, a lot of people always come to me like, man, you're such an open person. And when I really dig deep with my therapist, I'm a truthful person, but I'm not a vulnerable person. And I want to use that as a headline for today. I want you to start by first asking yourself this. Do you believe that you are truthful, or do you believe that you're vulnerable, right? And I got some talking points down so I can make sure I stay on the topic. But I want you to ask yourself this question. Do you believe that you're truthful, or do you believe transparent, or do you believe that you're vulnerable? Now, transparency, right? That refers to being honest. It refers to being truthful. While vulnerability refers to being open and emotionally exposed to that truth. So, example, let's just say one of the things I don't like is grits. So if I meet you and I say, well, you know, I don't really like grits. Sometimes we always walk away and say, man, that person was very transparent. They told me everything. However, we share very few people why we don't like grits. So when you look at it, the transparency is what happened, while the vulnerability is why it affects me, because it has happened. And I know that's a hard idea to wrap our minds around, because it was a struggle for me. But the moment it was given to me, the moment I was able to understand it better. So here's an example. What I started to realize is I had so many walls up and I had so many layers up. And the problem is because I will only tell the people the truth and not unlock the doors to the truth, which is where vulnerability is. Vulnerability is the key to unlocking, vulnerability is the key to unlocking the deeper parts of the truth. It's unlocking the deeper parts of the why behind the truth. And what I've learned and realized is a lot of us haven't allowed the keys of vulnerability to unlock the doors of truth. And we're wondering why we're closed off, why we have so much stuff bottled in, why there's so much repression going on, because we have not allowed anyone, we have not given anyone the key that represents vulnerability to unlocking the truth in our lives. And I do understand being vulnerable is difficult. Why? Because you put yourself at harms when you're invulnerable. Vulnerability must be shared, but it must be shared with trusted people. Now, I do understand that there are certain levels of trust, right? So you can't tell everybody everything. However, the moment you realize that I'm not being vulnerable with people, what you do is you slowly start to formate a circle around you and you put yourself in isolation. And that's something that I did, right? I didn't really want to tell people what really was going on with me. I didn't want to share with people, right? Because when I look at the world and masculine examples, vulnerability, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not vulnerability, cultural masculinity emphasizes the importance of being strong, right? Stoic and control. And those things are necessary. But what I realized on the downside of that side, sometimes, not for all people, but it has happened to me, some of those attributes that make us strong and that make us these great men are some of the same attributes that can also make us fall in areas. And for me, one thing that I realized is that when you show your strength, you know, you show you're in control, you know, you show that you're stoic, it becomes difficult to be vulnerable because you see vulnerability as a sign of weakness. And that weakness to me makes you feel isolated and disconnected from truly connecting with people. How can you bear the burdens of your brothers and sisters on this earth if you don't know how to open up? You know, one of the things that I realized is it's fun to tell the truth. Like, yeah, I struggled with this. Yeah, I went through that. But why don't you tell people, how did you get into it? Why did you get into it? How did you overcome it? You know, one of the verses in the Bible that really helped me out when it came to this, it was in Proverbs. And I definitely don't want to misquote it. And seeing that we got my laptop in front of here, I'm going to pull it up. He who conceals. This scripture really helped me when it came to being vulnerable. It's in Proverbs 28:13, and it talks about he who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I'm going to read that again because I did stumble a little bit. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesseth and forsaketh them will have mercy. So then, you know, I said cover, right? And in one translation of the version, it says conceals. And when I start thinking about a concealer is something that covers up, it hides, it allows what's supposed to be visible and allows it to blend in so you really can't see it. And when you think about that, right, how many of your emotions, how many of your frustrations, of your anger, of any negative emotion, how many of those have you concealed? How many of those have you struggled with revealing to other people? Because the problem is when you conceal it, how will you prosper and fully flourish in the area of growth if you haven't allowed yourself to be able to reveal those things? I remember I was talking to someone one day and they told me, you shouldn't be vulnerable. And it bothered me because I said, you know, there are people who live their life that's not willing to share the deeper parts of them. Now, I'm not saying share everything, but what I am saying is when things are revealed to you, and you realize that you can't handle it on your own. You can't just say, yes, I'm hurt. That's the truth. You got to say, I'm hurt because this happened to me. And when this happened to me, it caused me to act in this behavior, and I have not healed from that. If you do not know how to be vulnerable, the dangers in that will be difficult. It's dangers in that. How do you expect to grow as a man, as a woman who's listening? How do you expect to grow if you do not share and express how you truly feel deeper? Vulnerability is beyond the truth. The truth is a surface level, but vulnerability is the deeper level of the truth. And how do you expect you to receive the true healing and restoration without allowing people to go deep? You must allow people to go deep. You must allow it, you know, because that transparency is about being honest, right? It's about being truthful. But that vulnerability, it's about that open and authenticness. A lot of people always want to know, how am I able to do things? I am very authentic, but that's because I'm always vulnerable. I am going to share my story with you because I'm not going to give anybody the opportunity to tell my story. So I would rather allow my vulnerability to be given out of me rather than allow somebody else to share. Now, I will caution you, you got to be careful who you're vulnerable with. Being vulnerable with the wrong people will allow your vulnerability to be weaponized. And the hardest thing that any man ever wants to face is when they finally decide to open up and allow somebody in to a private place, a secret place, and that person uses their vulnerability against them. I do get it. Find somebody, a trusted source that you have your hope in, and start there. For me, I started with God. I would share my vulnerabilities with God. I would say, God, this is making me feel like this. God, this is making me feel like this. God, I don't understand why you did this to me. I may not have understanding as with my finite mind, but please give me understanding, right? I started with God. By starting with God, I started to be vulnerable with myself and be honest with myself and go deeper beyond the truth. And through that, I was able to find trusted sources, because there are certain things that you could just be vulnerable with, and that there's those intimate things. Those are the things you got to choose trustworthy people to be vulnerable with, you know, and that requires your faults and your weaknesses. When you talking about that, you realizing that being vulnerable means that you are not perfect. I know a lot of people who believe that they should only show the good things in life, because showing the bad things, nobody wants to see. But I believe we should reverse engineer that. We need to show the people the moments that we struggle, the moments that we fail, the moments that we feel like giving up, the moments where we're depressed, the moments where we question God, the moments where we have doubts in our marriage. Because if we can start being more vulnerable and show people that life isn't perfect and that life isn't a single straight line, then we will be able to germinate the right amount of people to show them that life isn't perfect. We have failed at believe at showing people that life.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Life is perfection. And when you look at social media, what's happening in the world today, it is a highlight reel of people's lives. So we conceal the vulnerability by releasing the perfection. And the perfection is a fallacy because there's nothing that's perfect. I watched a podcast months ago, and a man said there's no such thing as a perfect circle on a computer. And it really shocked me because I truly believe and thought that it was. Are you showing the perfection of your life, or are you showing the authentic of your life? Perfection will do what you don't want it to do. It will show people that you're unreachable, untouchable, and unattainable because your life is perfect. And nobody, I'm sorry, has a perfect life. And I don't care how great you are. Listen, I struggle with it. I thought I was the greatest thing walking, and I thought the ground would sing my praises every time I stepped. But I had to have a real harsh reality that vulnerability can be difficult, and it requires letting down your guard and being emotionally exposed. And I know that is not an easy thing, because when you expose yourself emotionally, you put yourself up to be harmed, but vulnerability requires strength. I'm going to say that again because we don't look at it that way. In order to be vulnerable, you must be strong, because what you're really saying is I'm putting myself in a position of weakness, but the position of weakness is what gives me strength. In order to be vulnerable, you must represent strength. That strength must be so strong that you're allowing your strength to be weak. And in the weakness is how you gain strength to overcome the situations that you've been emotionally exposed to. That's why it's important that we reveal those things, but to trusted people. You can't give it to everybody now, right? Because I personally believe that being vulnerable allows you to have deeper connections, not just with God, but with other people. If you truly want to connect, because everyone communicates, but few connects. Everybody can communicate. You got so much stuff coming at you now. But how many of y'all actually connect with people? My authenticity allowed me to bring true connection. But that's also because I don't appear perfect. And one of the laws in the 48 laws of power, one of the laws is never appear too perfect. Because when you do it, it does the thing you don't want it to do. It shows people that you're unrealistic. It shows people that you're inhumane, and it creates jealousy, and it creates distance, and it doesn't create true connections, because people feel like they can't connect with you because you think you're better than them. Perfection does not allow you to have true, deep, meaningful connections. I'm here to tell you that vulnerability has allowed me to connect with people on a deeper level than I've ever had. No matter the success, no matter the right answers to help them grow, being vulnerable and sharing something with them that they can relate to, that can help them, allow me to connect with people more than just taking the time to try to prove people wrong or taking the time to try to help people out. Vulnerability is the key to true transformation of the heart, you know. So when I think about it, right, when I think about vulnerability, here is a few questions that I think about when it comes to the topic of vulnerability, because I know it can be difficult, but I wrote a few questions down, right? One of the first questions that I think about is, can I think about a time when being truthful required me to be vulnerable, and how did I handle it? Sorry, y'all, I just lost my train of thought. But one of the questions that I was thinking about that I wrote down when studying this topic is, do you believe that vulnerability is necessary for deep and meaningful relationships. Why or why not? I do believe that vulnerability is key. Vulnerability is key to connecting, to having deep, meaningful relationships, because what it forces you to do is share the true, deep-rooted feelings behind what's either going right or what's going wrong. If you're only truthful with people around you, eventually, because emotions will get suppressed, eventually somebody will snap. But what I've realized is when you share your emotions and when you share the things that's truly hurtful and bothering you, people can give you true comfort, love, and advice based on what you're telling them and not just based on a surface level. Truth is surface level. Vulnerability is deeper level. And if you want to get to that deeper level with people, the vulnerability is a shovel to people's hearts. And if you think that you can connect with people by staying surface level, I am here to tell you, especially as someone who has deep, meaningful relationships for years and years, that it will not be sustainable and it will not last. Now, I will be honest with you. There has been times where I've regretted being vulnerable with someone because I picked the wrong person. I thought I had my trust in them. I thought I was able. Because there's going to be times when you're vulnerable with the wrong people and it doesn't align the way you want it to be. And I'll be honest with you, I have picked the wrong people to be vulnerable with. However, me picking the wrong people to be vulnerable with has gave me the wisdom to show who I should be vulnerable with. There's levels of vulnerability. Remember, if there are stages to the heart, there are stages to your heart. Just because you meet somebody today don't mean they should be on level 30. They have to earn their way to the vulnerability. Vulnerability is earned. Truth is given, but vulnerability is earned. The why behind the truth is earned through time and consistency. Because yes, I have been hurt. I remember a time I shared something very personal with someone and they turned around and used it against me. But guess what that situation taught me? I gave them too much, too soon, too quick because I'm a loving, giving person. Now it showed me to have the wisdom, to have the understanding and the counsel to know when and when not to be vulnerable. So when I think about, you know, a solution-oriented question, in what ways can us as men, us as people who are watching that's not men, can vulnerability lead to personal growth and self-improvement? Vulnerabilities can lead to growth and self-improvement because it will allow you to go deeper within yourself. When we don't know how to go deeper within ourselves, we can't go deeper with other people. So if you want to grow, it's going to require you to not just be truthful, but to go deep. So example, I was getting upset because I wasn't getting brand deals. I was getting mad and saying, why is all these people getting exposure that I deserve? Right? And guess what? I had to go deep. I had to be vulnerable with myself. Sometimes we don't need to be vulnerable with other people. We need to be vulnerable with ourselves. I was vulnerable with myself and said, am I putting the work that everybody else is putting in? No. Am I doing what everybody else is doing to get what I need to get? No. Am I spending the time while everybody else, while I'm out having fun, am I spending the time that the other people I spend the time with to grind? No. If the answer is no, then you need to do more. But I had to be vulnerable with myself. The truth was, I'm not getting a lot of brand deals, right? But then the vulnerability is, why? Let me go deeper. Vulnerability was the magnifying glass to the truth that allowed me to see what I needed to do to be better at my craft so I can be exposed more, so I can receive more. Your vulnerability is the key. And if you don't believe it is, then you got a long way to go. And I know that a lot of people don't like to push vulnerability because it's not sexy. Because vulnerability puts you in a position to be hurt again. So the last thing I want to say is, because I believe in solutions, right? All this means nothing if we didn't talk about what we can do. What practical steps can man take, right? Can we take, can you take, to incorporate vulnerability into your life? And what resources are available for you to do so? So, the steps you can take. The first step that you can take, I want you to figure out what's one thing that you have been holding in that you haven't shared with anybody. What's one thing that you've been holding in and sharing? I want you to write that thing down. Okay. Two, I want you to write down the situation and how that thing got there. Okay. That's two. And then three, I want you to forgive that person. Whoever this person that caused the event for you to feel this way, I want you to forgive them. And then four, I want you to forgive yourself. Right? That was practice steps to practicality for vulnerability. Identify the situation. Identify the person that impacted the situation for you to feel the way you feel. Three, forgive that person. And then four, forgive yourself. I had a girl that I was dating on and off, right? She slept with somebody else and I was upset. And I remember I held a grudge and I wanted to get back at her. And every time I tried to get back at her, it didn't happen. And one day, like a year later, I was at church and I was praying. The Holy Spirit told me to forgive her. And I said, forgive her. Why should I forgive her? And she did me wrong. As I forgave her, I received an encounter with the Holy Spirit and felt and experienced the presence of God. Then when I went home, guess what happened? Guess what happened, y'all? God said, write a letter and tell her you forgive her. I told her I forgave her, wrote everything down. As I did that, I felt the release of the pain of the trauma that I've been feeling. And guess what happened after that? I was relieved of the burden and stress that caused me. So I'm telling you, if you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you can heal from some things that's been holding you down. So I want you all to do the activity. Identify the situation. Identify the person that triggered the situation. Identify how it made you feel. Forgive them. Forgive yourself. And you'll have a step to healing. I love you all. Y'all have a blessed day.